Auto Light Dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skazek.
Wallet and Bob Garage. Skazek Wallet speaking. What's that?
Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Spare Spare, Wilmer gets spare tires confused with bowling spares and proves that, as a championship bowler, he's a better garage mechanic. First, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. Mr. Fordor, owner of the Wingfoot Cab Company, is paying one of his rare visits to the Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skeezix is surprised to see him, and even more surprised to hear what he has to say.
Skeezix, I think we can do some business this time.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you've heard about the wave of petty thievery in town?
Yes, I have, Mr. Fordor. The crooks seem to concentrate on automobile accessories, don't they?
That's right. Last night they swiped the spare tires off two of my cabs. So be on the lookout for stolen spares.
Well, I sure will.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to me again. I want you to put locks on the spare tire compartments of my three cabs.
That's a darn good idea. Send the cabs around first thing in the morning.
No, Skeezix. This is a rush job. The work has to be done tonight.
Tonight? You can't do it tonight. We've got that big bowling match, cabbies versus auto mechanics.
But I've got to have it done tonight. It'll only take a couple of hours, and you and Wilmer...
Wilmer? He's the best man on our team. Wait a minute. I'm beginning to smell a rat.
Are you calling me a rat? If that's the way you feel, you'll never get another penny's worth of my repair business.
So that's it. You're trying to keep Wilmer from bowling tonight. You know that Wilmer's the star bowler on our team, and you want to keep him tied up on a job to keep him out of the tournament.
Now, look, Skeezix, it means a lot to me as manager of the cabbie's team to see them win tonight. I'll give you a bonus on the job. For $20, it should be worth your while.
For 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose. Now, please get out of this garage.
Skeezix, you'll regret this. We'll beat you anyhow.
What you think?
Hi, Skeezix. Hi, what's wrong? You look like you just blew a gasket.
I nearly did. Fordor was here just a minute ago. Offered us $20 if we stayed out of the bowling match tonight.
Hey, $20.
Wilmer, get that look out of your eye. Holy mackerel. Wilmer, what happened to your arm?
Nothing. $20. He could have made it $25.
Wilmer, what happened to your arm? Why are you carrying it in a sling?
$20. They could have made it 30.
Wilmer, your arm. Is it broken?
Oh, my arm. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with it. Just resting it for the big match tonight.
Resting it? Well, why have you got those bandages on it?
Well, I've got to keep it wrapped up. I don't want it to get cold on me. I want to be on top form for the tournament tonight.
Is that necessary, Wilmer?
Well, sure. Haven't you heard Eddie Dixon, a great bowling coach and a star performer, English Murphy, are in town looking for talent for their professional tour? All I need is a chance to show my stuff.
Well, lift that valuable bowling arm of yours out of the sling for a moment and hand me that box of spark plugs over there. Until you're a big-time professional bowler, you're still a garage mechanic.
Okay. Here.
I said hand it to me, not slide it.
Hey, did you get that hook to the inside, Skeezix? I've been practicing a new inside hook. Did it hook? Oh, boy, gosh. If that box of spark plugs had been a bowling ball, that would have been a sure strike.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Wilmer, forget about bowling until you finish this job.
But, Skeezix, I've got to save my arm.
Don't worry so much about your arm. I've got to tell the other mechanics about Fordor's bribe. Oh, and by the way, Wilmer.
Yeah?
Some cheap crooks in town have been stealing spare tires. Be on the lookout for stolen spares.
While Skeezix is out making arrangements for the big bowling match, Wilmer is alone in the garage as two men drive up in a black sedan.
Yes, sir, what can we do?
Fill her up with specials.
Right.
Look down.
Yeah?
You haven't been informed. I expect at least 20 spares a night from you.
What's that you said?
I wasn't talking to you, fella.
Oh.
Don't worry, you can count on me. I'll deliver the goods, all right. I don't care how you get them, but get them. I expect every one of the gang to do his best.
What did you say you expect?
Look, fella, I'm not talking to you. This is a private conversation. Now, butt out. How much is the gas?
$2.42.
All right, here you are.
Thank you.
I've got a strong car.
Here's your change, mister. Beautiful weather, isn't it? That is, if it don't rain.
You better stay out of the sun, fella. I think it's beginning to get you.
And if it rains, I'll stay out of the rain.
Well, so long.
Just a minute. I think I forgot to replace your gas cap.
Well, hurry up. We got work to do in this town.
I know. I put it down somewhere. It won't take me a second to find it.
What's the matter with that gas? You a little foolish or something?
Can't imagine where that gas cap could have gone.
Hey, fella, get a grip on yourself. The gas cap is right where it should be, on the gas tank. So long, dim brain. See you in the funny paper.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't get away that easy.
Let go. Let go. What's the matter with you?
He's crazy.
Let go, you foot. You get away.
Hey. Oh. You knocked him out. What did you do that for?
I'm holding you spare tire crooks till the cops get here.
Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the spare spare. While Skeezix is waiting at the bowling match for Wilmer to arrive, Wilmer has just caught the spare tire thieves at the garage and handed them over to the police. At least Wilmer thinks Dixon and English Murphy, actually professional bowlers, are the spare tire thieves. Well, meanwhile, the cabbies are beating the auto mechanics and the time is running out.
Well, Skeezix, I guess you'll have to forfeit the match.
Oh, just give us a little more time, Mr. Fordor. I'm sure Wilmer will show up any minute. You don't want to win by default.
With a score tied, I don't care how we win. 2 minutes. That's all the time you're going to get.
Oh, here's Wilmer at last. Now we'll show you.
He doesn't look in such good shape to me.
Now, Wilmer, what's happened? Your shirt's torn and your hand is swollen.
I socked the guy. He's a square Dixon and English Murphy. I want to make sure they see me.
Well, what happened? Why are you so late?
I captured the spare tire thieves. They're at the police station right now.
Spare tire thieves, baloney. Wilmer must have hit his hand with a hammer so he wouldn't have to face my team.
Oh, is that so, Mr. Ford? Or well, bring on your man. I'll pull him into the next town.
That's the spirit, Wilmer. It all depends on you. How does your hand feel?
Don't worry about my hand. Where's that Dixon and English Murphy? I want those pros to see me strut my stuff.
Well, they haven't gotten here yet.
I haven't gotten here yet. Gosh, I wonder what's keeping them. As soon as they come in, point them out to me.
You bet. Now get in there and bowl. It's up to you, Wilmer.
Okay, Skeezix. Now, just watch this.
Got a boy, Wilmer. Stay with it.
Make sure you tell me what Dixon will like.
Don't worry about him now, Wilmer. Just concentrate on beating the cabbies.
Watch that part.
That's another strike for Wilmer. Oh, you'll murder him, Wilmer. Hey, wait a minute. Look, Mr. Fordor, Eddie Dixon and English Murphy over there.
Where, Skeezix? I don't see them.
They're sitting in the far corner. Gosh, that's a real mouse Dixon's wearing under his eye.
He's been hit by flying pin. I've heard of that happening to bowlers.
Hey, Wilmer, Dixon and English Murphy have just arrived.
Cops, where are they? Can they get a good look at me from their seats?
Sure, they're sitting right over there. See them?
No, where are... Look, there are the crooks. I turn over to the police. Come on, let's get them.
Wilmer,
come back. No, I've got you at the seat. Rock, you won't get away.
Hey,
let go
of me. What's the matter with
you?
Cut
it out, fella. Leave us alone. What is it?
Wilmer, these gentlemen aren't crooks. They're Eddie Dixon and English Murphy, the bowlers you wanted to meet.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell them.
They're fakes. I heard them plotting. This guy said the gang expected 20 spares from them a night.
Sure, spares. Spares. Who ever heard of a bowler who doesn't know what a spare is?
I meant spares. Not spares, but spares. Oh, I hate myself.
Are you all right, Wilmer?
Yeah, I'm all right. Tell Mr. Dixon
I'm all right.
Here's your ball, Wilmer.
Now get out there and do your best. All you have to do is get one spare to win.
Sure. Just one spare. I'm all right.
I hope so.
Well, here goes.
Gosh, Mr. Fordor, look, the ball, it's bouncing from alley to alley.
Jesus, I made it! Look, the strike! I scored a strike!
You scored a strike, all right, Wilmer, but in the wrong alley.
Wilmer, hand me that coil of wire. I promised Uncle Walt that I'd get this rewiring job done for him by 5 o'clock.
Ah.
Wilmer, that coil of wire.
Oh. Okay, dear.
You still blue about losing that bowling match?
Everything went black. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, forget it, Wilmer. There's always next year.
Next year?
Sure. And look, you'll be better next year. You'll have a whole year to practice.
Gosh, that's right. A whole year to practice. And boy, I'll murder him next time.
Wilmer, what are you doing?
Put my arm back in a sling, of course. Gotta protect that good old bowling arm, you know.
Oh, Wilmer.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Come on, Wilmer, get to work.
Don't bother me, Skeezix. I'm courting the muse.
What? You're what?
Courting a muse, you know, writing poetry. Jesus, listen to this. With you, my dear, I'd live in a garret. Jesus, what rhymes with garret?
Garret? Parrot.
Oh, no, not parrot.
Well, why not?
Why not? A parrot almost ruined my career.